from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens others injured in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. No one claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it's the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that publish press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people in the U.S. and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. China has allowed the value of its yen currency to drop for a second consecutive day, doubling down on a surprise move that rattled global markets and could raise tensions with its trade competitors. The yen's market rate fell 1.6% Wednesday after falling nearly 2% a day earlier, which was its biggest single-day drop in a decade. China's central bank, which strictly controls the currency, described the move as temporary and meant to make the value of the yen more market-oriented. A U.S. Treasury statement said it's too soon to determine the move's implications. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala and his 20-year-old new bride were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi on Saturday as they prepared to embark on a plane trip to Turkey. This is VOA News. Greece and its creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms of a new three-year bailout. Some details of the plan were not yet finalized on Tuesday. European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithart, a key mediator of the talks, confirmed the progress on what is expected to be a $94 billion package. The prime minister of Libya's internationally recognized government said Tuesday he would resign if demanded by the people, while in Geneva, the UN special envoy to Libya urged the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of the month. Prime Minister Abdullah Altini faced sharp criticism in a televised interview with questions from viewers blaming the government for a lack of services and said he would step down Sunday if that was the solution the public wants. A government spokesman told Reuters that the prime minister's comments were not an official resignation. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Iran nuclear deal was a tough one to come by.
So I sat there with my counterpart and I said, look, I'm not negotiating a deal in which you guys just continue to play rope-a-dope with us for another 5 years. We're going to do a deal in which we have to have an ending to the process of the ask for access. And if you haven't given the access, you're in material breach. That is exactly what we achieved in this agreement.
Congress has 60 days to review the Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Russia and Saudi Arabian diplomats met Tuesday in Moscow amid a flurry of international diplomacy seen as small steps towards serious peace talks following the Iran nuclear deal. Heather Murdoch has more from Cairo.
After the talks in Moscow, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said Saudi Arabia supports a political solution in Syria that includes the Syrian government and military, just not the president, Bashar al-Assad, who is allied with Russia and Iran. Former European Union ambassador to Syria and Carnegie Europe scholar Mark Piorini says Western countries increasingly agree.
I think what the Western world is aiming at is to preserve the parts of the Syrian regime and parts of the Syrian army.
Dismantling the Syrian government and handing it to rebel groups of varying degrees of extremism would not end the crisis, he says. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
The Syrian president has not indicated any plans to step down. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.